Okay, so we talked about articulating and sharing the values, and I imagine some of you may have done this before, but it's a good thing, and it's easy to forget to revisit. And if you haven't done this before, it's a great exercise. So we just wanted to take a little bit of time, and without overthinking it, encourage you to just write down what you think maybe your top three or five values are. And we really encourage you to not censor, you know, just write down kind of the first things that come to your mind, because you can always edit later.
So here's the question. Three or five things that you consider your values in terms of relationships. The subject is relationships, not whether you want to improve your golf game. Three to five things that immediately come to mind in terms of your values about relationships.
What's important to you
is what you want to be the case. What you aspire to, what you want it to look like. Values.
So what you value.
What you value.
In relationship.
Everybody got a few? Pick a relationship. Pick the most important relationship you have in your life right now, in terms of relationship. And write down now three to five things that you think the values that you're living by are in your current relationship. Right? They may not be the same as what you wrote down in the first list.
They may be the same.
They may be the same.
And they may not be the
same. It'd be good if they were. But anyway, whatever. Just write down what the current ones are.
We can call these ideal and actual relationships.
Ideal on one side, actual on the other.
Ideal and actual values.
Yeah. And if you don't have a pair bond relationship, like a partner, then your best friend or your
mentor,
whoever. But the person closest to you as a romantic partner, even if they're not a romantic.
Okay. Any surprises in there?
Who has a list that aren't really compatible? Okay. So what you want to do?
Oh, good for you. That's really excellent self-honesty.
Right. So you want to move your relationship. You want to try to move your relationship to what your actual relationship values are and the practical living nature of your relationship are, so that the actual moves to the more to the ideal or the aspired, and that will help your relationship more than any single thing, right? Because it'll be A, better communication, B, it'll be an opening of the heart, and it'll be moving past ego stagnation. And if your lists are quite similar, then just remember to live them when you're in conflict or when you're in disagreement or when you're in worthy opponent mode, or when you're in ego protection mode, or whatever, you know, maybe post these like in your fighting zone. Like, where do you fight the most often? Hopefully, it's not the bedroom or the kitchen. The next time you and your partner get into it, you go, "Oh, I want to live by my values."
And values are, you know, they're always a kind of work in progress, right?
You might change them.
We may have ones we aspire to, but we're not quite there yet, and then we get there, or we may test drive them and realize, like, that actually isn't, you know, number one on my list. That's more like number four, and kind of move them around and stuff. So that's why they're helpful to revisit.
So can I ask for a volunteer, somebody? Could you tell me your number one value on the positive side is?
Love.
Love, okay. And what's your number two?
Sex.
Okay, good. That's fine. So you can sacrifice sex for love, but you can't sacrifice love for sex. In other words, another way of putting this is your highest value can't be sacrificed to your second highest value or your third highest value, but you can sacrifice your third highest or second highest value for your first highest value.
Right.
Does that make sense?
These are meant to be kind of working.
Now, like Catherine says, you might find through practical, actual day-to-day living that your number one isn't your number one, and then you're free to change it. But if you do change it, you got to live by it. If you don't live by your highest values, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever they are, you will betray yourself, and if you betray yourself, you're going to blame it on somebody else.
Or you may realize that the definitions of these words, what you thought they were and what they are for you, it may change over time,
may shift.
Right? You may realize, oh, I can have sex with somebody and love them and not necessarily see them again, for example. Just because love is more important doesn't mean that that means I have to be in a full-blown relationship with them, for example. Or maybe you realize that you do, that that is an important value for you. So it's all about the exploration, figuring out what these things actually mean. Like, love means a lot of different things to different people.
At different times.
And sometimes at different times, right. And so when we use words like that, it's ironic, but we can, you know, completely mean it. Just using this as an example, love is the most important thing for me in relationships. And then we might realize that, like, I don't have a super clear definition of what I mean when I say love. And so relationship is an awesome vehicle to figure that out.
So by putting your words on the paper, that's a starting point, not an ending point. From here, you want to spend some contemplation time doing exactly what Catherine's just said. Like, what is loving? What isn't loving? Is, like, not listening a form of love? Or is listening to an erotic go on and on about their problems love? Or is that enabling? So it's not, we're not answering any questions here. We just opened much bigger doors. So now love is a door the size of the universe. If you want to grow relationship, if you want to grow your life, questions drive the discovery. And that was Catherine's point, that if you want to discover and explore in life, you can do it in engineering, you can do it in your business, you can do it in your career, you can do it all sorts of places. But if you want to do it as a being, as your beingness, then as with the career, it opens huge door. You need to actually look at that stuff and not just put it off in the back burner while you make more money or you get more famous or whatever it is. Because if you put your beingness on the back burner, it's going to affect everything else out there. So we're not answering something in a way, we're kind of tricking you by giving you a kind of an answer that actually is a much, much bigger question.